They always have a quote of the day. This one's pretty cool. Due process isn't a system that only works when it's affordable or when it's convenient. That's Representative Jim Ananich. Interesting.
Yes.
And let's go to, it'd be nice if I introduced you, Kyle Malin, editor of the Mirror's newsletter, isn't it? So how are you, Kyle?
Good. I was a big pregnant pause. I was like, I know he's going to say my name here in a minute.
Yes, I do this for a living, ladies and gentlemen. Well, lots to talk about, Kyle. And I guess the number one thing I want to talk about is that the legislators, a big story all around the state, are ready to cut judges, according to information that was released from the Supreme Court. Makes sense in a lot of areas that the population is declining, but where I'm from in Mount Clemens, Michigan, if you look in those courts in Macomb County, forget about it. I can't believe that they would even consider cutting there. As a matter of fact, they need to add.
Well, you know, the Judicial Resources report that came out yesterday, which you just referred to, was talking about areas of the state which actually do need additional judges. But because of the tight restraints on local government right now, the locals there are just saying, hey, we just can't afford it. So just, you know, let these positions stay vacant until we can afford it. And it has created a bit of a problem. There are various parts of the state where judges, they believe, need to be reduced. But, you know, there's additional areas where they need to be added. You know, the problem here is that for years the Judicial Resources Report has come out, 05, 07, 09, and have said that, hey, we've got to add some judges here, but we've got to take away judges over here. Well, the legislature, being the political body that it is, has always said, oh, all right, let's go ahead and add these judges because, you know, we want to increase service and we want to make government work better for people. But then when it came down to cutting, you know, the people or the legislators from those districts were like, hey, I don't think this report's right. You know, our courts are jammed and things, you know, really are slow and we really need these judges, so please don't cut. And so nothing ever got cut. So, you know, we saw the headline, you know, 49 additional judges need to be cut. And this is really kind of an accumulation of years and years of the legislature not acting and cutting these judges. It's just been building up for years and years. And now it's gotten to this number, this crazy number of 49. And legislators are like, the Republicans in particular are like, hey, all right, we're all about cutting government right now. Let's go do it.
Well, that so what's the process to make that happen?
You need to pass bills. It's the typical legislation process where a bill is introduced and then it goes into committee and then the full House would vote on it and goes to the Senate, you know, and then the governor could, sign it or veto it. But, you know, the governor has been very supportive of this reducing of judgeships all along. You know, as a matter of fact, four of these 49 positions are on the Michigan Court of Appeals. They want to trim that number from 28 to 24. Well, Rick Snyder actually has two vacancies right now on the Court of Appeals that he could fill, but instead he's decided not to fill them in anticipation that two of those positions, or, you know, four altogether, are going to go away anyway. So he's not going to fill those. And, you know, for the rest of these judgeships, too, what they're looking at doing is getting rid of them by attrition, meaning that when a judge either retires or decides not to seek reelection, then they'll let that judgeship go away, as opposed to telling somebody who's currently on the bench, hey, look, buddy, we can't pay you. You're out the door.
Let's talk about how education is going to lobby to fight open school of choice. That's another hot story on the MERS newsletter.
Yeah, you know, the one of the things that Rick Snyder talked about when he was giving his education message over the spring was to mandate that all schools participate in the school choice program, which means obviously if you live out of district, you can go to, you know, whatever school that you want, as opposed to the school district actually participating in the program. Now, that's gotten a lot of blowback, particularly in Southeast Michigan, because they fear that you bring in kids from, you know, the inner core area or the city of Detroit, you know, they may not be up to speed educationally on what's going on in the classroom, and they're afraid that they're going to be a drag on their test scores, which, you know, everybody's watching these mandated test scores now. you know, the state's got to grade through your school, and then the federal government's got to make sure that you're making annual yearly progress. If you don't do that, then the government's up your back, and, you know, you got to go through all these steps, and it's a real pain in the neck. And so, you know, the question is now, how do we open up schools? How do we improve our school system? How do we educate these kids who are in severely underperforming districts like Detroit, you know, yet not make it a drag on the other school districts? And, you know, so it's a tightrope to walk, and the legislature is going to start handling that one this fall. The senator from St. Clair, Phil Pavlov, the chair of the Senate Education Committee, is actually going to be looking at that, among other reforms, when they come back here in September.
Do we have a problem with Michigan's pigs?
Well, it's the wild pigs that are kind of out of control, unfortunately. You know, there's these game ranches throughout the state that bring in Russian boars and pigs that are not native to this area. And folks can come to these ranches and go hunt them, you know, kind of like, I guess, shooting fish in a barrel, I guess. But, you know, it's sport, and folks have fun doing it, whatnot. And what happens is those these wild boars get out, and they run rampant, and they, you know, tear up the natural resources and whatnot. Well, now we just found out yesterday that there was a pig out in Midland County that tested positive for pseudorabies. And this has got folks who raise, you know, real pigs for our bacon and our pork and everything all up in arms, because you get one of these wild boars out there with pseudorabies, and he starts going to these pig farms and starts rubbing noses with the real pigs, and now you got a pseudorabies outbreak. Now all of a sudden you got a quarantine on that farm. Then you got to quarantine on that area. You can't. You got to destroy all the pigs, it's a catastrophe. And so, you know, the big question is what are we going to be doing about these wild pig hunting farms, and trying to eliminate these wild pigs getting out, getting pseudo rabies, and infecting our pork producers and damaging an industry? It's a question that was really had the legislature hogtied over the spring, and they're hoping that they got an answer this fall when they come back.
Kyle, there's going to be pressure on the governor and his administration and our state senators and House of Representatives after seeing these unemployment numbers come out. They're not good.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that this is more fodder for campaigns for 2012 than it is really anything else. You know, the Democrats hopped on the 0.4% increase in unemployment yesterday with Rich Hamill, the House Minority Leader, and we also had, you know, some other liberal types going out there and slamming Republicans, much like Republicans did to Jennifer Granholm, you know, when the unemployment numbers went up on her watch. And, you know, it's just good stuff to talk about on the campaign trail when really I think that the Republicans who are in charge right now are following through with what their philosophy has always been, and that is if you cut taxes to businesses, they will hire more people. And, you know, that's been their philosophy, and they're going to just continue to urge folks to just wait and see if things work out and if that works. And, you know, maybe it will or maybe it won't, but then the Republicans will go ahead and say, hey, listen, Obama had a stimulus package, and we hired a whole bunch of people because of that, and we still have high unemployment numbers. So, you know, I don't know how much of that is substantively government's fault and just how much of it's used to make a campaign pitch.
Kyle Malin is the editor of the MIRS newsletter. Go to MIRSnews.com, and you can find out what's going on around our state politically. Kyle, thanks so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure as always, Tony.